Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Ever walk into a room and completely forget, like, why you even went in there?
Oh, yeah.
Or like you blank on someone's name right after you meet them?
Happens to the best of us.
It does, right? It seems like everyone I talk to wishes their memory was just a little bit better.
It's definitely something that I hear people talk to me about all the time.
Right. And with the world getting older and busier,
yeah,
who wouldn't want like a mental edge?
Exactly.
So that's what makes today's deep dive so exciting.
Okay.
We're going to be exploring some really cutting-edge research from Nature Neuroscience.
Yeah.
Get this. The title of the study is Long-Lasting Dissociable Improvements in Working Memory and Long-Term Memory in Older Adults with Repetitive Neuromodulation. It sounds like something out of Star Trek.
It does.
But believe me, it's worth unpacking.
That word dissociable that really jumps out at me.
Yeah.
It suggests that we might be able to actually target specific types of memory.
Yeah.
It's like having a personal trainer for your brain.
A brain gym. I love it. But first, let's talk about why this research matters so much.
All right.
I was reading some CDC stats, and the world population is aging rapidly.
Yeah.
And memory decline is a huge concern.
Right.
We're not just talking about like forgetting where we put our keys.
No.
This has real personal and financial costs for millions of people.
Yeah, and it's not just a problem for our grandparents anymore either.
Right.
You may have heard of like COVID brain fog.
Yeah.
Which involves like memory issues affecting people of all ages who have had COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
This research could be relevant to a lot more people than you might think.
I hadn't thought about it like that.
Yeah.
So it's not just about aging.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's about potentially helping anyone whose memory isn't quite what it used to be.
Exactly.
Oh.
And here's something else to think about, too.
Okay.
Not all memory decline is created equal.
Mm.
Some folks experience a much faster decline.
Right.
Which can be an early warning sign for dementia.
Oh.
The stakes are high.
Okay, now I'm really paying attention. It makes you kind of wonder where you stand, right?
It does.
But before we get into the nitty-gritty of the study,
okay,
let's clear up something. What exactly is the difference between working memory and long-term memory?
Great question. Picture this.
Okay.
Working memory is like that little notepad that you keep on your desk.
Okay.
It's for jotting down things you need to remember right now.
Uh-huh.
Long-term memory, on the other hand, is like that giant library downtown.
Okay.
It's where you store information for years, maybe even a lifetime.
I like that.
Yeah.
Working memory is the sticky note. Yeah, long-term memory is the Library of Congress.
Exactly.
The study actually used a classic memory test.
Okay.
Where people had to listen to a list of 20 words.
Yeah.
And then immediately try to recall them.
Right. And that kind of test reveals something super interesting.
Okay.
Called the primacy effect and the recency effect.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the last movie you saw.
Okay.
You probably remember the beginning and the end more clearly than the middle. That's those effects in action.
Interesting.
People tend to remember the first few words on a list,
right,
which taps into long-term memory.
Okay.
And the last few words link to working memory.
So there's actual proof that these different memory systems
yeah
are real and we can observe them.
It is.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
And it gets even cooler when we see how this study used something called neuromodulation to actually try and enhance these specific memory systems.
Okay, now you have to explain this neuromodulation thing.
All right.
It sounds super high tech.
It is high tech, but it's way less scary than it sounds.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Imagine a futuristic headset.
Okay.
That gently nudges your brain waves into a more beneficial rhythm.
Uh-huh.
It's completely non-invasive. No surgery involved.
So it's like a brain massage for your memory.
You can think about it like that.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
And they didn't just randomly zap people's brains.
No.
They used what they called model-guided stimulation to target very specific areas.
Yeah. Linked to memory.
Exactly.
Like a GPS guiding the stimulation to the right spot.
Exactly. They focused on two key areas.
Okay.
One is involved in planning and decision making.
Okay.
And the other helps us process information from our senses. Mm. Previous research had shown that both areas play a role in memory.
So they did their homework.
Yeah.
And get this, after just 4 days of the stimulation, they found memory improvements that lasted for at least a month.
It's pretty incredible.
That's incredible, right?
What's fascinating is that the improvements weren't just random. They were highly selective.
Okay.
Remember that primacy effect we talked about?
Yeah.
Remembering the first few things on a list?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they could boost that long-term memory function.
Yeah.
By targeting one brain area with a specific frequency of stimulation.
Oh, wow.
And they could do the same for working memory.
Okay.
That recency effect of remembering the last few things by targeting a different area with a different frequency. Hold on. So by tweaking the location and the frequency of this brain stimulation, they could actually target and improve specific types of memory.
You got it.
Are you serious?
It's like they had a control panel.
Wow.
For different aspects of memory.
Wow.
The study actually calls the effects location-specific AND frequency-specific, which is super exciting because it means this isn't just a fluke.
Yeah.
It's a real targeted effect.
Okay, my mind is officially blown.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. This is the part that blew me away.
Okay.
They found that the people who started out with the poorest memory function actually showed the biggest improvement.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
This technology might be especially helpful for those folks who are experiencing age-related memory decline or who are at risk for developing more serious cognitive problems down the road.
So you're telling me this isn't just for people who are already geniuses.
Right.
It could actually level the playing field for those who are struggling.
It's huge.
It really is. And there's another layer to this, too.
Right.
They found that the faster someone's memory improved during those 4 days of stimulation, the longer the benefits lasted.
Really?
Like the more your brain responded to the workout, the more lasting the results.
Personalized brain training. This is getting wilder by the minute.
It does raise some pretty amazing possibilities.
Yeah.
Of course, we have to remember that this is still early research.
Right.
We need more studies to confirm these findings and see what the long-term effects are.
Of course. But it's hard not to get excited about the potential here.
It is.
Okay. Before we go any further, you have to give me a little peek behind the curtain.
Okay.
What's actually happening in the brain when they apply the stimulation?
Well, the study goes into a lot of detail about the possible mechanisms.
Right.
But we can spare you the hardcore neuroscience for now.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just give me the big picture. What are the main ideas? Basically, it seems that stimulating that area involved in sensory processing with one frequency might help the brain better separate memories in time so they don't all get jumbled up.
Makes sense.
It's like organizing those library books so you can find what you need more easily.
Right.
What about the other area?
Yeah.
The one involved in planning and decision making.
Yeah, what about that one?
Stimulating that area with a different frequency might actually help the brain retrieve information stored in long-term memory more efficiently.
Mm.
It's like having a super fast librarian who can fetch exactly the book you're looking for.
So they're basically fine-tuning these different cognitive processes to create targeted memory boosts.
Uh-huh.
It's like they cracked the code.
Exactly. And the fact that they saw such specific and opposite effects, boosting one type of memory while leaving the other untouched, gives us strong evidence that they're onto something very real here.
Wow.
They call it a double dissociation, and it's kind of a big deal in research.
Wow. Okay, this is truly amazing. So what does all this mean for our listeners?
Yeah.
What's the takeaway message?
I think the biggest takeaway is hope.
Okay.
This study offers real hope for aging brains. Mm-hmm. It's like we've been told for so long that memory decline is inevitable.
Yeah.
And now someone's saying, hold on, what if we could fight back?
A memory gym fighting back against age-related decline. I love it.
Yeah.
But this is where it gets really interesting for me.
Okay.
And I'm sure for our listeners, too.
Uh-huh.
If we can train our memory muscles like this,
yeah,
can we actually change what we thought was an inevitable decline?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's one we're going to explore further in part two.
Can't wait. I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling more optimistic about my brain.
Yeah.
Before the break, we were talking about that incredible study on memory enhancement.
Right.
And how it, like, challenges our assumptions about aging. It's like we've been accepting this, like, slow mental decline as inevitable.
Yeah.
Like wrinkles and gray hair.
It's true. For so long, we've thought of memory loss as just a natural part of getting older.
Yeah.
But this research suggests we might have more control over our cognitive destiny than we realized.
Okay, that's empowering. So it's not just about, like, preventing decline,
right,
but maybe even reversing course.
Imagine a world where we could enhance memory in anyone.
Wow.
Students acing exams,
yeah,
professionals mastering new skills faster,
mm,
all of us staying sharper for longer.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
But let's play devil's advocate for a minute.
Okay.
Are there any downsides?
Yeah, that's a crucial question.
Yeah.
With any new technology,
right,
especially one that interacts with the brain,
mm-hmm,
we need to proceed with caution.
Okay.
Researchers are actively investigating this,
yeah,
but there are a few things to consider.
Okay, let's hear it. What kind of risks are we talking about?
In the short term, some people experience mild side effects during or after the stimulation,
okay,
like tingling, itching, or headaches.
Okay, so nothing too dramatic.
Right.
Okay.
The bigger question mark is the long-term impact.
Right.
On the brain.
Yeah.
We need more research to really understand if repeated use of this technology could have any unintended consequences.
So is there a chance it could, like, damage brain cells or mess with other cognitive functions?
It's a possibility we can't rule out just yet. That's why ongoing research is so important.
Yeah.
We need to be cautious and monitor for any potential downsides.
Makes sense. So what about the future of memory enhancement?
Right.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
What are the next steps?
One important step is replicating these findings
in
larger and more diverse groups of people.
Right. We need to make sure this isn't just a fluke or only works for certain people.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah. Another key area is figuring out how long these effects really last. The study showed improvements for at least a month.
Right.
But what happens after that?
Yeah.
Could repeated sessions lead to even longer lasting benefits?
Like, can we build up our memory muscles over time?
Exactly. And researchers are also looking into whether combining this brain stimulation with other types of cognitive training could supercharge the results.
Oh, wow.
Think of it like cross training for your brain.
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
So instead of just relying on one method,
right,
we could have a whole toolbox of techniques to improve our memory.
That's the idea. And there's growing interest in personalized medicine.
Hmm.
Remember how we talked about the speed of improvement, predicting how long the benefits lasted?
Yeah.
That hints at the idea that everyone's brain might respond a little differently to this treatment.
So could we one day have personalized memory enhancement programs tailored to each person's unique brain?
That's the dream.
That would be amazing.
It's still early days.
Yeah.
But it's an area with huge potential.
Okay, I have to ask.
Go for it.
Do you think we'll ever get to a point where we can just pop a pill or get a shot to boost our memory?
Yeah.
Like a limitless scenario?
It's a question that a lot of scientists are exploring.
Yeah.
There's definitely research going on into medications that could potentially target these same brain circuits and rhythms we've been talking about.
So a memory pill might not be pure science fiction after all.
It's within the realm of possibility.
Wow.
But it's important to remember that any drug that affects the brain can also have side effects.
Of course, there's always a trade-off.
Right.
ACX, we'll have to wait and see what the future holds.
Yeah.
But it's clear this research has opened up a whole new world.
It has.
Of possibilities.
It's a super exciting time to be studying the brain.
Yeah.
The pace of discovery is incredible.
It is.
And I think we are on the brink of some major breakthroughs.
This has been mind-blowing. So we've talked about the science, the potential, the risks.
Yeah.
But what does it all actually mean for our listeners? What are the key takeaways they can apply to their lives right now? We'll dive into that when we come back after the break. Welcome back. We've covered so much in this deep dive.
We have.
From the nitty-gritty of memory science to the potential of neuromodulation.
Yeah.
And even some limitless pill possibilities.
It's pretty wild.
It's a lot to take in.
But exciting stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Feels like we're on the edge of a whole new understanding of the brain.
Totally. But I think our listeners are probably wondering,
okay,
what does this all mean for me?
Right.
What can I do, like, right now to sharpen my memory?
Yeah.
Keep my brain in tip-top shape.
That's the golden question.
It is.
And honestly, a lot of the advice you've probably heard before still holds true. It's all about taking a holistic approach to brain health.
Okay, give us the goods. What are the key ingredients for a healthy brain?
Think of it like a recipe.
Okay.
You need the right ingredients in the right amounts.
Yeah.
Staying physically active is crucial.
Hmm.
Regular exercise is like fertilizer for your brain cells.
Okay.
Helping them grow and thrive.
So get those steps in, folks. What else is on the menu?
Next up, nutrition.
Okay.
What you eat literally fuels your brain.
Wrong.
So a healthy diet is essential.
Of course.
Think brain-boosting foods.
Okay.
Like leafy greens, berries, nuts. And fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids.
So ditch the junk food and load up on the good stuff.
Okay.
Got it. Any other brain-boosting tips?
Sleep is the brain's ultimate refresh button.
Okay.
Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep every night.
Yeah.
It's during sleep that your brain consolidates memories, clears out toxins, and gets ready for a new day.
So basically treat your brain like a high-performance machine. Fuel it, right? Keep it active. Give it plenty of downtime.
Exactly. And don't forget about those mental workouts.
Oh.
Challenge your brain regularly with new activities like learning a language, playing a musical instrument, or even doing brain training games.
It's like hitting the gym, but for your brain.
Exactly.
Keep those mental muscles flexed.
And here's one people don't always think about.
Okay.
Social connection.
Okay.
Staying engaged with friends and family, participating in social activities.
Right.
Nurturing strong relationships can help protect against cognitive decline.
So basically, don't become a hermit. Get out there and connect with people.
Right.
It's good for your brain and your soul.
Absolutely. It's amazing how interconnected all these aspects of our lives are.
Yeah.
Physical health, mental health, social well-being.
Yeah.
They all play a role in keeping our brains sharp and engaged.
This is so empowering.
It is.
It feels like we're not just at the mercy of our genes or our age.
Right.
We can actually take control and make choices that support our brain health.
I think this research gives us real reason to be optimistic about the future of memory enhancement. As technology advances, we're likely to see even more innovative and effective approaches.
It's like we're entering a golden age of brain science.
I think so.
What an incredible time to be alive.
Yeah, it is.
So before we wrap up,
okay,
what's the one message you want our listeners to walk away with?
If I had to pick just one, it would be this.
Okay.
Never underestimate the power of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkably adaptable even as we age.
Yeah.
With the right care and attention, it can continue to learn, grow, and thrive throughout our lives.
That's a message I think we can all get behind.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking us on this deep dive.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Into the fascinating world of memory enhancement.
Yeah, this is fun.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired and ready to put these insights into action.
You too.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
We hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity.
Yeah.
And given you some practical tips for boosting your brain power.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring.
Yeah.
And keep those memories sharp.